If anybody came here hoping to hear a balanced presentation, then you can ask for your money back and leave, because this is not a balanced presentation.
Miko Peled, son of Matti Peled, the Israeli general turned peace activist, goes one step further than his father and maintains that Zionism is not compatible with peace.
People don't see the hypocrisy of accepting Zionism while rejecting the Palestinian narrative. What is Zionism? Zionism is a quest of a people to return to their homeland. We're talking about people who have some kind of a claim to Jewish ancestry. But you know, Palestinians were kicked out of their homes and thrown out of their land and exiled from their country. Many of them are still alive. Certainly their direct descendants are still alive. So why is it not okay for Palestinians to return to their home?
Other double standards include the claim that Palestinians represent a demographic problem while allowing massive Jewish immigration, and the demand that to have peace, Palestinians should forget the past.
But of course, Palestinians refuse to forget what happened to them in 1948 and ever since. And it's interesting that coming from Jewish people, we still hold a grudge against the Egyptians because what the Pharaoh did to us 5,000 years ago. Every single year during Passover, we are commanded to remember and recite what happened to us. And we still talk about the Greeks and we still talk about the Romans. We lived this, Hanukkah, I mean, we were all Maccabees. But the Palestinians have to forget. You know, commemorating the Nakba, commemorating the catastrophe of the Palestinians is almost illegal.
And the Israeli Zionist narrative, continues Miko Peled, is reinforced by social and institutional segregation.
I never met Palestinians, because even though Jerusalem is kind of united and mixed, it's very segregated, as is the rest of the whole country. The communities could be very close to one another, but they're completely segregated. So the first time I actually sat with Palestinians in a room, like normal people discussing the issues and hearing about what their perspective was, I was living in the United States, I was almost 40 years old.
That Israeli Arabs, as Palestinians still living in Israel are called, live happily with the benefits of a democratic society is another example of cognitive dissonance.
The Palestinian communities within Israel are neglected, they're poor. Besides the fact that there's legalized racism and discrimination against them within the state of Israel, they have to live in an environment of such cultural racism. And as Israeli Jewish communities were being built all around these Palestinian communities within Israel, you'd be hard-pressed to find a home, a school, a hospital, a road, a dime or a dollar that was invested in terms of infrastructure in these communities. This is yet another myth of how wonderful Israel is.
Miko Peled is part of a growing crowd of Palestinians and Israeli pacifists who are rejecting the two-state solution as another illusion.
There is one racist apartheid state, and that is the state of Israel. And for the last 45 years, successive Israeli governments have done everything in their power so that the conquest of 1967 would be irreversible. The state of Israel cannot be part of the solution because Zionism is the problem. The solution has to be dismantling Zionism in a peaceful way and allowing for equal rights so that Israelis and Palestinians can live together in peace. I fully believe that this is not only possible, it's inevitable to bring about such a transformation.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.